Leading the parade was the Westminster mascot Griffin, followed by a stream of Olympic athletes. Halfpipe skier Maddie Bowman came in with a gold medal around her neck and stepped up to the podium with the help of some crutches.
You'll have to bear with me. I don't have speech until the fall, so.
Bowman recalled the incredible day when she won the first ever Olympic gold medal in women's halfpipe skiing.
The night I won was the craziest night of my life. I felt every moment at once. I was in tears of confusion. I have those memories to look back on, but I need to look forward also to my future, because as you can see by the crutches, your body doesn't last forever, and I'm so happy that we have Westminster here who understands that, because they've really helped us think forward and think about our future. So thank you very much, and I'm very proud to be a Griffin.
In fact, 10% of the U.S. team in Sochi were Griffins, and 4 Westminster students reached the medals podium, bringing home gold, silver, and bronze. Westminster President Brian Levin-Stankevich says these athletes raise the profile of the college.
Certainly there's a reputational benefit that we gain from affiliation with the Olympics in general, with world-class athletes like the skiers. So it's just a great combination that works for everybody. It works particularly well when you have 23 of your students make the Olympic team.
Westminster and the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association recently renewed their partnership, which has provided a tuition grant to national team athletes. Currently, more than 100 USSA athletes attend Westminster College. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.